It is new ground, but it's not... Let me search for an analogy here. It's new ground, but it's not a new planet. I don't want to take myself or anybody else to another planet, a new planet. That just doesn't interest me at all. I think it would interest some people. I think it's what Elon Musk wants to do.
Part of that could be escapism.
Yeah, yeah. And wanting to... I'm not going to say this about him. I don't know him. But there is that extreme side of human invention, the at its outer edge, perhaps at its more, it seems to me, again, this is the man who is not a scientist talking about science and invention, that there seems to me that part of humanity which is drawn to this idea of moving on completely. You know, we're beyond new ground here. We're on a different planet, a new planet. And it doesn't appeal to me at all. Let me digress just for a second to give you an example. We see this in the wonderful films of Christopher Nolan over the last 10 years. If you look at Interstellar, for example, there is the main character, the Matthew McConaughey character, at some point in the film says, we are not, I'm paraphrasing here, and I'm hoping that I'm not doing an injustice to the script, the wonderful script, that we were never meant to die here on this planet. Now, is that said in the context of an Earth beyond its climate collapse, and where the humans talking to each other already know that the Earth is dead or dying, and this is what the film turns on, this idea that the departure to another planet is survival. It's survival. And there's a celebration of this myth of survival in that film, in Interstellar, which if the Western story is to move west, people leaving Europe to go to America, and then the West would move across America towards the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. And then there's nowhere else to go.
And then there's nowhere else to go.
The big ocean.
Yeah. And that's, I think this is the reason, it's one of the reasons why I reject that celebration of the idea of, or even the acceptance of going to another planet, because it suggests we've given up. We've given up on the idea that we can live here sustainably, which is the most urgent question now as we face a climate crisis. We're in the climate crisis. So why do I say this? Because I'm trying to come back to this idea of the new ground. There is part of me that says it's utterly necessary, as you have helped me understand, Marian, this idea of new ground is utterly necessary to a vision which is truly new. Mm-hmm. We have to stand on new ground. It's about something that we haven't seen yet, or something that others haven't seen yet. I may have seen it, but others haven't yet. I completely get that. But as I try to answer this question, tell the story of how you discovered this opportunity for significant change, I can't speak of one particular moment that there has been... This has been a constant questioning throughout my life. How do we reconcile these different competing values, these competing visions of what the good life is, and which are not just political manifestos or political programs of different parties. These are voices and urges, moral inclinations that are competing within us. So we're back to the parliament of our own minds and the urge. I think one of the urges in my vision is to find a way, an answer, which corresponds to this idea of our fractured selves across a fractured community. How do we address that? What's the answer to that?